Welcome back to Mental Health Integration, the mini course. I am Brandon Appelhans, and I'm glad to be with you again. In this section, we are going to be talking about self-care. In the previous section, we talked about medications, and we talked about therapists and psychiatrists. And in this section, we're going to be talking about how you can take care of yourself to make sure that you actually experience life. Now, why is self-care important? Well, it's really simple. You have a lot of choices in your life about how you take care of yourself. Your body is meant to work well. You have the choice on whether you want your body to work well or not work well. So, how do you get it to work well? The answer, self-care. What about sleep and exercise and diet? It seems like these are the three things that come up over and over and over when we talk about self-care. Are you sleeping enough? Are you exercising enough? What's your diet like? And that's because these are three of the things that help most when you're working with your own mental health. Your sleep is critically important. There's been numerous studies that have talked about the detriments of not getting enough sleep, the detriments that happen if you're cutting sleep short over and over and over and then trying to make it up. There's been studies shown about irregularity of sleep. What happens when you go to bed at different times and try to wake up at different times. And in all of these things, you need to know, sleep is a big deal. You want to live your best life? You should probably get some sleep. Now, I have a 2 and a 6-year-old at home, so I fully understand you parents who are like, you don't understand. There is no sleep right now. Oh, yes, I do. It was awful. There wasn't sleep. But do your best anyway, because man, it's hard. In that, give yourself a little bit of grace because we all know it's hard. The other thing about sleep is if you sleep well, it does magic things to your body. Your metabolism metabolizes better. Your disposition changes because your brain chemistry changes. You are able to function better and think better. Your processing speed in your brain goes up. All sorts of good things happen when you sleep that have nothing to do with mental illness. They're just great. And on top of that, if you're on meds, they probably work better. Now, some medications make you sleep more, or some medications make you sleep a little bit less, potentially. But if you take the time to try and make sure you get enough rest so that you feel rested, you'll be in great shape moving forward, and you'll give yourself the best possible chance at making your meds work. The second thing there was exercise. How much exercise do I really need? Well, there's more research on this than we ever want to say as well, and also more contrary information on exercise than you ever want to see as well. But there are some basic things you need to know. If you're like me, I have a blood sugar processing issue. I have hypoglycemia. So I exercise basically every day, and it has nothing to do with wanting to be buff or huge or anything like that. Obviously, I am not the model of musculature, but it does mean that my brain feels better and that my body metabolizes sugar better, which means that my blood sugar levels can stay more even and my medications work. So that's why I exercise, because it makes me a better me, not because I want to be the strongest person in the room. Because if I did, I should clearly do steroids or something, because I have little muscles. That was a joke. Don't do steroids. Exercise also pushes blood into your prefrontal cortex, which can change your brain chemistry and actually lower the amount of depression you're feeling. Over 6 to 9 months, exercise has been shown to be as effective as an antidepressant in mild to moderate depression, and long-term has even better outcomes. So if you're feeling a little bit down, go exercise every day. You got this. Is there an amount that's right, or is there an amount that's too much? I have personally found that if I am doing cardio, I like running. I'm not very good at it. I'm not a competitive runner or anything like that. It just makes me feel better. If I'm out for a run, there's a magic line at about 40 to 45 minutes where I will feel better for 2 days after a run if I hit that mark and otherwise I won't. So try it. If you need to see how exercise impacts your body and do experiments on yourself, go try it. It'll help. The last thing is diet. I don't eat any refined sugars, and I because I have a sugar processing issue. And I tend to eat really clean whenever possible. So diet plays a big part in how your body is able to digest vitamins and minerals and how well your body is going to feel. Also, if you're exercising every day, it's going to dictate how well you feel about being able to exercise. So if you exercise every day, your body's probably going to want to start, your body's probably going to start craving different types of foods. And that's great. Eat well, and it'll reward you. Now, what about media, natural remedies, just feel better, oils, prayer, community, engaging spirituality? What about all of these other things that people tell you to do around mental health? Well, let's go ahead and walk through them one at a time, starting with media. Can you overdo it with media?
Yeah.
If you want to feel better, should you probably cut down your media consumption a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Depression rates and anxiety rates have been going up since the advent of the smartphone. This isn't rocket science. If anxiety and depression is going up at nearly the same rate that smartphone use is going up, maybe the two might be connected. So it might be a good thing to turn your phone off every once in a while and leave it at home, or at least silence it so that you can actually function better. It also means that you'll probably sleep better if you cut media in a couple hours before bed. And it also means you might just feel better because you're not in comparison to other people all the time. What about natural remedies? I take vitamins and minerals. I don't think there's any magic bullets with mental illness. I think there's lots and lots and lots of tools that we can put in our tool belt, and I think using as many as possible is a great idea. But I am not going to say that you should use one thing and then just avoid all the others. So, do I take vitamins and supplements? Yeah, I take some fish oil. I take vitamin B3, vitamin D, vitamin E. But I do those to supplement what's going on with the rest of my self-care, my diet, my medications, everything else. So, does it help? Yeah, it does. I've tried doing it. I've tried not doing it. If it's a placebo effect, it's a placebo effect I'm happy to have. So, go ahead and you can use those, but don't replace them. They're not a replacement for other forms of treatment. What if you should just feel better and just be happy? I'm pretty sure that if you are still working on trying to get better with mental illness, and you are working on medications and therapy and natural remedies and exercise and self-care and all these other things, you've probably at this point also tried feeling better and it didn't work. So I want to give you the grace to say, do your best, and that's enough. What about essential oils? Those can change everything. I am not going to be the one who says essential oils can't change anything, because research has shown, especially in hospitals that are using different essential oils, that they can actually make surgeons more effective and different things like that. That was a study that came out of Tennessee that I just thought was fascinating. If you want to use them, once again, as a supplement to add to everything else you're doing, do it. But don't try to just use essential oils to make you feel better. Like this, use all the bullets in the gun, not one of them, because it takes all of these things to get better. What about prayer? Prayer, just like exercise, studies have shown forces blood into your prefrontal cortex and actually helps you feel better. Yeah, so prayer is great, especially contemplative or silent prayer. Do it. Does it solve everything? No. Does it help? Yes. Does sometimes God want to do something through prayer that actually will solve everything? Yeah. But make sure that you consult with like your spiritual directors, your spiritual guides, your pastors, and make sure you're not just drinking, you know, bad eggnog in the morning. Make sure that you're getting the things that you need, and make sure that God is the one who's saying that you're being healed, not you just believing that. The number of people that I've talked to who have hit a hypomanic episode or a manic episode with bipolar disorder and thought that God was going to heal them, who were not actually healed, and then who got off of their meds, is staggering. Don't do it. What about community? Yes, community helps find people. What about engaging spirituality? Is that really helpful? You're taking a class on mental health integration. Yes, it's helpful. You need to do that. Finally, I'm going to give you one more tool. This is HALTS. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired, stressed. This comes from AA. Normally, they leave the S off. It's just HALT. But these are a great way of saying, am I taking care of myself? So, think about it. Are you hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed right now? If you're two of those things, you should probably go fix it. That's like seeing a yellow light. If you're three of those things, it's a really good idea to just stop whatever you're doing and go fix at least one of those things so you can feel better. Our mental illness doesn't get better when we don't take care of ourselves. Take care of yourself, and it'll help every other area of your life. Even Jesus did this, right? Yet the news about him spread all the more, so the crowds of people came to hear him and be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. If Jesus is willing to step back and sit and pray and take time away from people in order to be most fully himself, maybe we should follow his lead. Okay, self-care is important. Go ahead and do it. It's great. I'll see you in the next section.